Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the East Eddy Ranch, otherwise known as UFO and Paranormal Central. I've got a little bit of a cold going on, so bear with me, which is actually a great segue, and one of the things I wanted to talk about is there's a new movie that just came out with it. The trailer's out, and I don't know where the movie's being aired, but the trailers are already out. But just go on Google and type in Toxic Skies. And it's amazing. According to the trailer that I saw, they're covering everything down to the details about this chemtrail phenomenon that's happening. And we're experiencing it firsthand tonight. Last night we had beautiful clear skies. I don't know how many ships we saw. We filmed quite a few ships. We had some guests out there with us. And they seem to come in on a regular basis. And now tonight we're blessed with these gray toxic skies. They've been chemtrailing all day long here, and probably won't even go out tonight just because the air is so toxic. But you can actually taste it and smell it. But it's good to check out. You know, do your own research and look into Clifford Carnicom's site or William Thomas's site on chemtrails, and definitely go see this movie because they're just blowing the lid off of this. And I just went, thank God, when I saw this movie, because it's really letting it out, and I don't know what it's going to take to stop this nonsense from going on. But, you know, unfortunately, basically the military industry is that the scientists involved with that are deciding what they're going to do with our skies and with our future. And they say they're doing weather control and weather modification and trying to block the sun rays. But, I mean, the sun is actually at the lowest it's ever been, and there's really no need for chemtrails up there right now. And it's pretty nasty what they're spraying up there, and it's collapsing people's immune systems, and people are having all kinds of upper respiratory problems, and we've had doctors coming on. I've talked to a few of them that said that, you know, this is going all across the U.S. and Canada as well, especially along the coast. The upper respiratory problems are just epidemic right now. So there's no doubt about it if you do your own research what's going on. And if you think, everybody's like, you know, voting for one political party after another, it's always the same group in control, and they just got a new puppet in there, and they're just going along with their agenda, which is not good for our environment. It's not good for our skies. It's not good for our food. It's not good for anybody on the planet. It's only good for a few. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. But hopefully that'll turn upside down. We have some good news. Glenn Kimball actually did his presentation at the International UFO Congress, and he spoke about the ships that he saw here and a very, very large flying creature that went flying by that he couldn't identify, and also about a massive triangle ship that came over. So it was very good for somebody of that caliber to step forward and say, I was there. You know, I was there when that thing flew over, and he said it wasn't ours, and it was big enough for several 747s to land on. So anyway, that's good kudo there, because we've had some severe problems, it seems like, with the International UFO Congress and being able to speak there. It seems that having one of the internationally known UFO hotspots and having more evidence than anybody on the planet, you know, and having triple PhD Boeing engineers and Air Force base commanders and hours and hours of footage just isn't quite enough for some reason, and they seem to not want to have that aired at their event. But as we all know, you know, they want to keep this fear and suspense thing going and keep it a threat and get all the people up there that are connected to certain agencies and military intelligence, things of that nature, to keep this threat going and keep it all negative and all bad. But unfortunately, the cover-up conspiracy isn't just the mainstream media. It's very thick within the UFO community as well. I'll be on Alfred Weber's Exopolitics show. I believe it airs about the same time this one airs. We're going to do a pre-record, so I believe next Saturday it'll be airing. But we'll have more information up on the site on that. And there's another show that I'll have to get that up. If you're signed up on the newsletter, go ahead and sign up on, just go to eSETI.org and sign up on the newsletter, and we'll let you know when these other lectures and all the upcoming events, you know, that are happening at the ranch. You know, it's very important to, you know, stay in touch that way, because that's the best way we can let you know about upcoming events and major breakthroughs and all kinds of arenas and what's going on the planet. I'm looking at Filer's Files. It's a great UFO site, and he covers, you know, all the latest things. And, you know, they've been very good with us. We've sent them photographs and pictures and things, and they've actually put them up. And unlike the National UFO Reporting Center here in the local area, where they pretty much censor everything that happens in this area for some reason. But as we said before, if you look at anybody in the UFO community, follow their history and see if they work for, you know, NSA, or if they work for, you know, one of the other agencies or military agencies, and you'll see that you're not going to get this information out about the benevolent, the very spiritually and technologically advanced beings. They don't want to hear that. They want to keep it far away in the distance, nuts and bolts are a threat, one or the other. They don't want to bring the higher energy in for some reason or another, but we can go more into that. But basically, you know, they're talking a lot about this redoubt, how it blew and threw ashes, I think 60,000 feet up into the air. But they've had unidentified aerial phenomenon all over the states, all over the world right now. It's really stepped up. I mean, Alabama, Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Indiana, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, West Virginia, and they're also seen in Argentina, Canada, China, El Salvador, Ireland, Mexico, Netherlands, South Africa, and UK has had an amazing flap going on right now as well. So basically, you know, if you're Seth Shustak, you know, with SETI, guess what? They're everywhere, Seth, and you might want to stick your head out the window once in a while. But anyway, there's all kinds of sightings everywhere right now, and for him to continue to say there's no evidence whatsoever and no photographs or anything that holds any merit is, again, just part of the cover-up. And basically anything that goes through NASA or SETI has to be okayed by NSA, and NSA is saying no. So you're not going to hear, you know, what's really going on through those groups. But anyway, Filer's Files is doing a great job on reporting, you know, sightings around the world, and you know, they're bringing the facts out and not holding back certain information here and there. The that's about it. I'm talking about signing up on the newsletter. It's very important to stay in touch with us at eSETI and sign up for the newsletter, or just go to the website under Coming Events. We're a little bit behind right now. I've been working my butt off, basically. We've had to put in some underground electrical lines and running phone lines and redoing everything. We had a lot of storm damage here, and so we're redoing things and making things a little more bulletproof here at the ranch. We're adding on extra rooms, and we've had our hands full here, so I haven't been able to do as much as I'd like to with the website and some of the other things, but we'll have that up real soon, all the upcoming events. We've got Paranormal State coming back out again in May, around the 25th. We have a wonderful woman that's coming. Actually, they're coming out, I think, on the 17th. I'm not sure. But we've got Nahi, who's a wonderful healer from Hawaii. She's a kahuna. And she'll be coming out, you know, around that same time. And but we'll have all this nailed down. They might be coming out, I believe Paranormal State is coming out the 17th and 18th and 19th. And I think Nahi would be coming out on the 25th or something and doing some classes. So, let's see. Actually, I'm looking at the wrong. Well, we'll get it up on the website, and then you can find out from there. But anyway, we'll have all that information up soon on under Coming Events, and things are really going to be taking off here this summer. We've had a lot of activity in UFO activity. But one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight is we have a wonderful guest on and a very good friend, somebody I ran around with in Hawaii and stirred up all kinds of trouble. And he's a Kunlun teacher. He's has a lot of other things under his belt, some other martial arts, and very plugged in, very good friend of mine, Rich Romer. Rich, are you with us?
Yes, aloha, James.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Now, Rich has just joined us here, and he's going to be teaching the Kunlun workshops and the ongoing classes. And a little bit about Kunlun. I'd rather have Rich talk about it, but when I experienced it, it was amazing. I thought it was a very powerful, very ancient grounding force for the cosmic energies that we've been working with. And when I went to one of his classes, I go, boy, this is amazing. Everybody's open here. You know, they're ready to receive this higher energy. And so we brought that into the class, and we can talk about that later. And it was an amazing event. And we joined forces and just just had a blast while they're in Hawaii working with all the different teachers and healers. And I want to bring Rich on to talk a little bit about Kunlun and its origins and what it's all about. So, Rich, can you tell us a little bit about the origins of Kunlun?
Yes, Kunlun is from the Kunlun Mountains in China, the Kunlun Shan. And it's an ancient, over 2,000 years old, and they've never let it out of the temples before. It's a very simple Kunlun Neigong. Neigong is eternal alchemy. And it's you do it all yourself. You don't need us for anything. It's the path of no more path, the path of no more learning. And what it does, it opens you up to your original self where you are unlimited and all things are possible. It's very quick. The energy comes in. Your organs, your bones, and your joints hold energy. And when people stress out, they leak energy when they move quickly or, speak a lot. And what this does, the energy comes back in, and people find themselves getting younger, awakening to their original selves. It's originally from the Kunlun Mountains. There was a nun, a Taoist nun, searching for re-enlightenment. And she came across this teachings and called out to the, you know, to the skies, and she ended up in a cave, and she learned all these techniques. So we've been going around and sharing these with people now around the country and teaching classes on Maui for a few years now. And they're still talking to you, James, in Maui, how much fun they had, and a lot of them want to come to the ranch. And I must say, the energy here at the ranch is the first night I was here a couple of nights ago. I was up all night in bliss. Didn't sleep much. Very high energy here. So we will be sharing the classes here on the weekends, and we'll come up with a schedule, maybe the weekdays too. And we'd like to invite you all to come out to the classes.
Great. The Hawaii trip was quite interesting. Rich was an incredible host, and I know as soon as I got off the plane, the first two things I decided I wanted to do was to go snorkeling, and I wanted to talk with the local kahunas. And I thought that was interesting because, Rich and his tapped-in nature there just said, hey, come on, we're going snorkeling, as soon as I got off the plane. And then he goes, after that, we'll meet my kahuna.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nahi's amazing. She's coming over too. So I studied with her for about 12 years. Kahuna, I went down to New Zealand to study with the Maoris, and just an amazing, amazing lady. So they're all talking about you in Hawaii. It's really, really something.
It was amazing when we sat there and we went through the process that we used to connect to the ultra-dimensional beings, the Palladians and the other ones, that she was sitting at the table, and all of a sudden she just started crying. She said, this is just so much love. She goes, it's just incredible, the amount of love. And it was very powerful. And then we started bringing in some of the Andromedans and all the different ones. And then you continued to work with her and bring in, you know, all these different cosmic energies to add to her foundation, that she already had a great foundation, was already working with a lot of different masters and higher beings.
Well, after you had taught us how to access this, I spent a lot of time with Nahi accessing many different beings coming. It was amazing. And I've been kind of looked after. I just flew over here and did some seminars in Northern California and Garberville and a few places. And, we call upon them, and they come in the room, and people, they feel them, few see them if their third eye's open. And it's just amazing. The classes have just bumped up a lot ever since I met you, so I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, it's amazing the energy when you connect into these ultra-dimensional beings. What, you know, everything just jumps to a new level, and unfortunately, jumping to that new level isn't always fun. You know.
Hey, and also, I know we have a listener in Switzerland, Nilsa. We'd like to say hi to Nilsa tonight and send her our best wishes and love from up here at the ranch. Many people in Hawaii also listening. I just want to say hi to the gang and love you all. And it's an amazing place here. I look forward to seeing you all here.
Say
and thank you,
Manu.
James, for your hospitality.
They had a Manu who's doing your classes there and, you know, keeping those going. So send her some good energy. Yeah,
well, she's doing really well. Yeah, because we actually taught her what you taught us, and so she's calling in all the dimensional beings too. So she's having a great time over there.
Oh yeah, that was quite a group there, boy. The energy in that room was just hopping. That was fun. People bouncing all over the place and going out of body, and it was just going into full ecstatic bliss. I thought it was amazing because the Kunlun establishes the foundation, and once that foundation is laid, these cosmic beings can come in through that foundation and just do amazing things, and people just go into this ecstatic bliss, and their whole body starts vibrating and healing and having all kinds of amazing experiences.
Oh yeah, it definitely opens the doors, and of course then you bring them all through, so it's a lot of fun. I mean, we're just having a great time.
I noticed now, I think is it Falun Nigung or something like that. I'm not sure what it is. There's a lot of people doing doing that, which might be somewhat similar. But
and what is that called again?
Falun, isn't it Falun or Falun? Falun
Nigung. I'm not sure about that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it's a kind of a Qigong. You know, it's another form of Qigong, I guess. But they're having incredible persecution. I was just listening about how in China there's so many people doing it, and they're stopping it, and they're putting it down, and I guess putting some people to death, basically,
and they're very
upset about it.
Yeah, there's the Qigong master. I was studying with the Qigong master before I did Kunlun, and Grandmaster Qian Yin, and she wouldn't even take me over to China. She said it was too dangerous now for any of those practices. And actually, we teach from the Kunlun, but also from the Moshan Temple. We teach called the Red Phoenix, and it basically through a synapsis opens up, it connects your two brain lobes, it opens up your dormant DNA. Mm-hmm. So that's another one we teach along with the Kunlun. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. I know we're going to have fun when we do these practices combined with the vortex here. it's going to be quite interesting. You know, people are going to go through a quantum leap in evolution and move real fast.
It's amazing how quick it works with you when you put this together, and I appreciate you very much. Appreciate the ranch. Appreciate everybody here, and thank you for the hospitality.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your hospitality in Hawaii. That was amazing. We went from one group to another group and got to meet all the top healers and psychics and Tibetan monks there, and the doors just kept opening. It was amazing. It seemed like the whole thing was orchestrated.
Yeah, well, so amazing because you couldn't have planned it that well. It just one after another, and I was amazed. We didn't miss one day where we met someone amazing that all these things happened with. So, yeah, it was a great time over there.
Meeting Roy was great too. Running into Roy at the coffee shop, that was kind of
Roy Goya,
experience.
Yes. Yeah, wonderful man. Very, very in touch. Very, very awake and aware of everything going on. And he hardly ever moves. Japanese man, very quiet. Mm-hmm. And he basically jumped out of his chair and put his head in your chest and said, we've been waiting for you. The healers here are all wounded, and we've been waiting for you. And I was almost in shock. That was pretty amazing. Wonderful man, wonderful man.
Yeah, I tell him, if I'm the one you're waiting for, I go, you're in serious trouble.
Well, as they say, you're nobody, I'm nothing, a tag team, so we'll have
Yeah. Yeah, I've had, that same thing happened in Mexico. This guy goes, you're my hero. He goes, the work you're doing, you're my hero. And I go, no. I said, you need to be your own hero. I said, there's a hero in everybody. And I'm not anybody's hero. I'm not taking responsibility for anybody else's life or their decisions,
So. Yeah. Well, and what's amazing about Roy is very world-renowned. He's just a wonderful, very quiet man, and he's done a lot of good for this planet. So we thank you, Roy, and everything, too.
Yeah, that's one of the things that if there were any regrets about Hawaii that I couldn't spend more time with Roy and some of the other people. And got to spend a lot of time with Nahi. That was great. And went up to the, I loved it when she took it up to that sacred site.
It's called Kukui Puka.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually older than Stonehenge, and it's a very, very, very sacred spot. And it was amazing. She took us right up there, and the things that happened there, and when you worked on her, and she worked with us, it was just what an experience, huh?
Oh yeah, those beings that I saw too—they were massive. They were huge. I just went, holy smokes, when I saw these beings that appeared there, and I mean they. Judging by their head, they had to be like 30 feet tall.
And, ancient Lemuria, huh?
I guess. I don't know. They were big. The ones, you know, they're. Now, I don't know if they were just appearing to be on a higher frequency, and they chose to show themselves as that big. But you know, I don't know all the dynamics of that. But they were just huge beings, and you know, J.J. Hurtak found a footprint that was. And I looked at this footprint. It was just massive. And it was in sediment, you know, and it hardened up. And they had these footprints, and they dug them up. And it was a human footprint. And when I looked at this footprint, I said, you know, those beings had to be at least 30 feet tall. And he said, yeah, we've done the math on it. And these beings were probably over 30 feet tall.
Well, the energy up there was so high. I mean, I had tears in my eyes. It was amazing. I was blissed out, crying, happy.
Yeah.
It was truly amazing.
Oh, yeah. It was very powerful. I know that when they had the big gathering up there, all the ultra-dimensional beings joined in on it. And when she took you up there with them, you were actually a conduit for them because I could see through your eyes, basically, in the work that you were doing and bringing all the other beings in. I could tell it was just amazing.
Well, I thank you so much. That was a great trip, and I look forward to doing it again. Everybody in Hawaii is waiting for you to come back, and a lot of them are going to come over here and visit you at the ranch. They're all excited about it. So,
I want to go play with the whales again and the dolphins.
Oh, yeah. They'll be there.
There's a guy over there. I didn't spend much time. I wanted to spend more time with him, too. The guy that calls the whales in.
Oh, Dolphin Dave.
Yeah, Dolphin Dave.
We all love Dolphin Dave. He's actually in that new movie, The Whale Riders, Julian Lennon produced. But you'll see him on the cliff. He goes out on the cliff and calls, and basically the whales come. It's pretty amazing. Great musician, great drummer, great... just wonderful man. Everybody loves him.
Yeah, I just met him. We connected, and I felt his energy. And I go, boy, I want to spend some more time with this guy and learn how to talk to the whales, you know, a little better. But,
yeah, he definitely has some gift.
I thought it was so interesting there, the water, when to some of the places we went to, but the water is so healing in Maui. And then you stick your head under the water, and you hear the whales all just talking up a storm, you know. And
I do that a lot. You just dive underwater a few feet and put your head towards the bottom, and you can hear them singing, all the whales singing. And just like you said, if you send it out to them, they send it back. And I started doing that after you showed me that, and I got some major energy sent to me in the water. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that water is transmitting their song, the energy there was so healing. It was amazing. I can't wait to get back to it.
Well, being so far out in the middle of the ocean, 2,500 miles from anywhere, and it's about as clean as the water is going to get nowadays, you know. So, it's pretty amazing. It's a lot of fun. And then you can be in a waterfall, and 15 minutes later, sitting in a waterfall. So,
that's amazing. It's kind of like Mexico was the same way. There's some little towns there that we went to that were off the beaten path. I went to Sayulita, but before that, I went to Jalapa, and, what was the other one? I can't remember the name of it.
But do you want nail or?
No, nobody ever even goes there. It's just, it's really not even, it's a really small village. And then you hike up and there's this beautiful waterfall above it. And just an incredible place.
Well, I'll tell you, this ranch is awful pretty. The trees, the mountains, it's just, it's so majestic. It's so magical. It's really beautiful. And and also if anyone is on Maui, there's Grace has classes there at the Studio Maui every Thursday night from 6 to 9, and does the Kunlun. So if you happen to be on Maui, look her up.
Yeah.
And we'll be
or look up Nahi if you want some healing work done or counseling or
Nahi
ceremonies or weddings, everything. She does just about everything over there. But she has a website, doesn't she? What's her website? Nahi.
Oh, gosh. I don't have the card right here, Nahi Anna, but they can get the number through us. We'll post it on your site, I think, because I know she's
we'll have
here.
Everything up on the site. We'll have Nahi's information in her website and then the places that she's going to be. She's on a tour here.
Yeah, no, she's amazing. In fact, before I left, we had a big group of Austrian people, and I'm her firekeeper. My Hawaiian name is Kiahi, which means a fire, and we were on the beach, and we were doing the ceremony, and the whales came right up and just stuck their heads out. There was turtles. There was, it was just magical, and the sunset was setting. It's she brings a lot of energy in. She's very connected. So.
And what kind of ceremony? Is that like a sweat, or is that a... What was it, a fire ceremony? What'd you say it was again?
Well, we do a fire ceremony, but she does a Hawaiian ceremony. She does the chanting, you know.
Oh, okay.
A beautiful Hawaiian chanting, and she does healings, and it's a whole ceremony for people, and they'll put their prayers in the little ties and put them into the fire. And, very, very wonderful. Very, very fun. Very magical.
Oh, good. Yeah, we'll have to do that here. We should do a lot of that with the other ceremonies and the sweat lodges and the prayer ties and all that. And it's funny how if you check into the Hawaiian tradition and the Tibetan tradition and the Native American tradition, the similarities there are just incredible.
Yeah, the root. It seems to be a root in all, in fact, all the mystery schools, too, the Egyptian, Tibetan, Taoist.
Yeah.
There's basically the same root. And to me, it's the truth always has been, is now, and always will be. So now it seems to be surfacing again, and everything else is falling away, which is a beautiful thing.
I like what Michal says. He has he put out a DVD on how Jesus became the Christ, a really good one. It's on our website if people want to check it out and go to the books and video section. But it's amazing where he talks about the true teachings of Jesus, and that he went through all the Egyptian mystery schools and the initiations, and from there he went to Tibet and India and China. You know, he went through all these different major teachings and kind of combined all of it. He gleaned all the knowledge of each one, and he actually spoke out against some things that weren't functional, like the caste system and things like that. He said, look, you know, you're all divine, you're all gods, you know, if the God is within everyone, and stop with this division and class separation. You know, there's no divisions in omnipresence. So, you know, it's a really good teaching, and it's entirely different than, you know, what you get in church. So it would be good for people to look at that if you're, you know, want to follow any kind of Christian tradition, realize that it's not an exclusive program, and it never was supposed to be, and it's supposed to tie all the different cultures together.
Exactly. Well, it's like my Taoist teacher, Ching Feng Dao Shur, or we call him Max, and he studied many of the traditions. He's a wonderful man. And actually, I'm sure he'll be coming up to visit us, too, so he's going to be teaching some of the Egyptian schools and things like that, so I'm sure we'll post that probably up on your website when he comes to town.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
and well, he taught us that our original nature, you know, before anything, our unborn state was either yin or yang, and all things were possible. And basically, that's what we're going back to. So it seems to tie in with everything we're doing, the same route.
Yeah, I went through the training class there the with you and the rest of the group there and on the Big Island. It was Big Island, right? I think that's where
we were on the Big Island.
We traveled so many different places. And, boy, it was amazing the energy that was going on in that room. We got pictures of orbs, and I see these golden balls and, like, golden dragons and just...
You put you and Max together, and it's like, man, my God, that's really something. And Deanna, of course, he's just a sweetheart. The hospitality they treated us with, and the tea ceremonies and all the things that were going on, that was just what a treat, what a pleasure.
Yeah, I thought... You know, I got my pictures of that. I forgot what's that dragon thing that runs around there?
Oh, the golden dragon?
No, the one, it's Pele's pet.
The Pele.
Pele's pet. You know, the dragon, the...
Oh, the moho.
Moho, yeah.
Yeah, the ancient kahunas and the high monarchy, they had those as pets. They were like giant 6-foot lizards almost, and they were like almost like their pets. They would protect them.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Max took me into a cave one time and we crawled way back, and they are still around.
Yeah.
He told me to do my Kunlun, and I said, why? And he says, so you look like a ball of light instead of lunch. But it's amazing how he's like you, he can communicate with anything. So,
yeah.
Mind to mind, there is no language barrier.
Yeah, we had this. I heard this thing at night running around outside, and I go, what the heck is that? It sounds like it's dragging a tail over the gravel, and it was swishing from side to side. And I go, what the heck? And then the lights went on, the outdoor lights, and I jumped up. And I saw, this big shadow, it looked like a giant reptile, go by the window. And I got a picture of the shadow of it going by the window. And then I put some food out there for it to try to catch it the next night with my camera and jumped up. And I took a picture, and it was all just orbs, just this big giant ball of orbs there, wall-to-wall orbs. But it had a form to it. It was really strange. And then it, it came and took the food. And then I saw this weird dog that looked like somebody cut it out of a, magazine or something, because when it ran, its legs didn't really move and its tail was sticking straight up and then back. And when I talked to Nahi about that, she goes, oh, yeah. She goes, they can take on any form they want, and they'll take on the form of a dog. Or usually take on the form of the dog, she said, but they never really get it right. When you see them, it looks really off, and that's exactly what I saw when this kind of a golden dog-colored dog went running up the driveway, and its tail went up like a golden retriever, but it bent back, and its legs weren't moving, and it just glided straight ahead, and I go, that wasn't right, so...
Well, they're very ancient. They're very ancient, very magical, and they're actually very intelligent. And
mm-hmm.
they pretty much stay hidden. They stay in the caves nowadays, and can't blame them with what's going on around town. And
So. Well, I mean, we kill everything we don't understand, basically. So, that's basically our nature.
Times are changing.
Yeah. Luckily. Hopefully we'll get some clear sky up here when they get through chemtrail, and we'll be able to see, get some more ships on film. They've been coming in like crazy. Let's open up the lines and see if anybody wants to call in, if they have any questions about, what's been going on, the Kunlun or anything. I'm going to go ahead and give the phone numbers right now, but for the worldwide line, we've got 888-815-9756. The USA line is 877-876-5227. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. And so those of you, if you don't have a pen handy and you didn't get those numbers, we'll give them again in just a minute. And Glastonbury Radio has picked up this show. So now we're being broadcast, all around England there. So... this should get interesting. If anybody wants to call in from England, I know they're having quite a UFO flap over there, and I've been seeing some incredible footage coming out of England or anywhere else. If you've had some UFO experiences or some visions, or you want to talk about different types of energies you've experienced or healing practices, go ahead and give us a call. And so, again, the worldwide number is 888-815-9756. The USA number is 877-876-5227, and the direct line is 530-876-3222. So feel free to give us a call. You can talk to either Rich or I, or ask any questions about Kunlun or UFOs or whatever subject pleases you. It's As You Wish Talk Radio, and it's exactly why we named it As You Wish. So it's up to you to talk about whatever you want, and you can take us whichever direction you want to take us, hopefully in an upward nature. So we can move on. There's so much happening around the world. Somebody's asking about the economy, the economy's up, we're doing great and everything. And I'm telling people, hang on, it's just a glitch, But we've got a lot of other people covering that show, but they did feed a lot of money into the stock markets, and the stock markets did rise up, but will they stay there? Who knows? You know, it's I would, you know, start simplifying right now. Get back to basics and start making your own personal connection with Spirit and Creator, and listen to what it's saying. You know, it'll guide you on where you need to be and what you need to do. And I always tell people it's time to lovingly and joyously prepare and do it with loving detachment, because you don't want to be attached to a program or an old, you might say one world is ending, but there's a whole new world coming forward, and you want to align yourself with that new higher consciousness and energy in the new world that's coming in. I've got about 20 minutes left, actually about 15 minutes left. Oh, we've got a caller. Welcome to As You Wish.
How are you doing? This is Ramon from New York.
Hi, Ramon. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I actually have a question. I've been maybe practicing, I don't know if you ever heard of it. I try to be as quick as possible. It's you take two circles, one red and one blue, and the red one will have a horizontal line to it, and the blue one will have a vertical line to it, and they're side by side, and you stare at the middle, and then what you're trying to do is trying to defocus, so they both come together to form like a cross between both colors. And basically, from doing that for a while, sometimes I see some, like, really weird, or weird to me because I'm not used to seeing it, energy. Like, it's almost like, I don't know what to call it, but like, I can almost see the molecules in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll see, like, geometric shapes or circles. Like, last night, I saw, like, a red circle forming on the wall, and like I swear I could see the molecules just bouncing off each other. Does anybody have any experience with that?
I haven't heard. Have you heard of that, Rich?
No, I haven't.
Now, there's a blue circle. Now you have a blue circle and a red circle, right?
Yeah, on a piece of paper.
Yeah,
and
then
there it is, like a meter away.
What's that?
You stare a meter away, and they're
uh-huh.
about 4 or 5 inches away from each other on the same paper.
Uh-huh.
You stare at the middle, and when you try to do defocus, you stare at the middle, so defocus so they come together. It's really hard, and as soon as you focus on either one, you lose the entire focus.
Yeah. Now, which one has the red? Is the red on the, if you're facing the drawing, is the red on the left?
I always try to flip them around.
Okay.
What I have noticed, too, is, like, the red one will get, like, a blue aura around it, and the blue one will get a red aura around it.
Which way is the line going through the red one?
The red one has the horizontal, and the blue one has the vertical.
Yeah, I'll have to try that. Maybe it opens up some kind of a pathway in the brain, or I know there's a lot of tricks like that.
What I was told is to help open up, because supposedly the way your third eye sees, from my understanding, is through the provisual. So it's getting your provisional vision to work with your sense of vision. Because we're, as we all know, we're only trained to use our sense of vision, not really a provisional. Pretty effective on fighters and dancers.
Yeah, I know that the peripheral vision, the way your cones are set up in your eyes, that they actually see the other dimensions. But objectively, we focus straight ahead and we look straight ahead. But if you can train yourself not to do that, when you see an object or you see something out the side of your vision, if you train yourself not to stare at it straight ahead, just keep watching it and relax your eyes, you can actually keep observing it, you know, versus losing it as soon as you shift your eyes directly on it.
You start to see its aura and the energy in the room.
Mm-hmm.
The other example of that I've seen, has anybody seen, like, I forgot where, but they have, like, these Japanese Buddha statues where all their eyes are facing, so the left eye is facing all the way left, and the right eye is another exercise where these monks would there at each finger. So the left eye is staring at the left finger, the right eye is staring at the right finger, and then you separate and you keep focus on each one. It's really good, like right before meditation, if you want to clear your mind, if you had one of those days where you're thinking way too much, it clears your mind out. And if you keep
Do you bring your fingers in towards the center?
No, outward.
Oh, outward. Okay.
So so your fingers are almost gone. Where
yeah.
You only see it, and you keep focus on it.
Excuse me, the ancient Hawaiians used to do what's called halakala, something like that, and they always look out to where your hands are to the side, and they keep that vision at all times, and they seem to see a lot more as you know, that vision.
Wait, they hold their hands out to the sides?
Yeah, well, so if you held your hands out to the side and could just see your fingers on both sides,
yeah,
that's the ancient kahunas, that's how they would see all the time, where they see everything all the time. They don't focus on one thing.
Uh-huh.
Just like
yeah,
that's from Hawaii.
That would make sense. With anybody seen Down the Rabbit Hole with the Bleep Do We Know?
Yeah, uh-huh.
The part where one of them is talking about how our eyes see, I think it was like something like, don't quote me on this, but about 4 billion bits of information, but
yeah.
We're only aware of 2,000. That would
mm-hmm.
make sense.
Yeah, definitely. We don't see with our eyes. We actually see with our brain, and our brain chooses out of that whatever, that billions of bits of information, you know, what's going to be our reality. So, you know, a lot of people go, well, I'll believe it when I see it, but that's incorrect because you actually see with your brain. So you have to open up to these infinite possibilities and then you can have the experience, because if you don't have it, you know, it's going to be hard to do. But, you know, I don't think that's the fixed rule, because I know a lot of people that don't believe in things end up seeing them, and I guess somewhere in their brain they have a file for it, you know, because they're seeing all kinds of, you know, things in other dimensions and having their own experiences.
That's where kids are amazing. Like my niece, she'll sometimes point to something, and she only does this with me. I've never seen her do it with anybody else in my family. She'll point to something, and there'll be nothing there, and I tell her, what do you see? And then she goes into this whisper, but she's only 3 years old, so she doesn't speak clearly yet.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to understand what she's saying, but she's pointing at something, and she's just smiling, and I'm like, what are you seeing? And she only whispers. She doesn't.
Now, I think it's 2 to 6. They're something 2 to 6, or if you can keep them open, they're wide open at that age, and they can see the other planes and dimensions, and if you can keep them open and keep practices and tell them stories and don't shut them down. Because, you know, when I was a kid, I had all these amazing experiences happen, and I was told that they didn't exist. It was my imagination. Forget about it. And so you do. You know, you go, oh, that wasn't real, and so you just block it out. And we need to stop doing that and having respect for the youth coming in and what they see and what they know, because, you know, they just return from the higher planes and dimensions, and we've been away for a long time.
Excuse me, James?
Yeah.
Max had told us to open the third eye, actually to concentrate on your heart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So I'd share that with you.
That would make sense, because the heart, if you have fear, would completely block everything off. Like the whole protection mechanism.
Yeah.
At least from my own experience, I'll start meditating, something weird will start happening, and then I'll get scared, and it'll just go away.
Yeah, the seat of the soul is the heart. You know, there's a little space there, actually, where the soul sits, and in your soul is all the records of everything you've ever been, you know, all your past lives, everything. And so it seems like if you're going to be gaining... And they say the soul is the connector to the higher dimensions. It's the connector to the source itself. So it makes sense that if that was where you were focusing, that all of a sudden all those avenues would open up, and your past and your present and your future, which is all happening at once, would start opening up, and you'd start opening to other planes and dimensions as well as you moved up that vibrational continuum and frequency.
I'm going to keep listening offline, but thank you very much, gentlemen.
Oh, thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Thank you.
Rich, do you have anything else to share about Kunlun and some of the experiences people might have when they come to the ranch and jump into these workshops and classes?
Well, I can just say we have a lot of fun. We get people laughing, crying, bouncing around in their chairs. Once in a while, they fall out of their chair and maybe take a little trip out of their body and come back. So, you know.
Yeah. They always come back, you know.
Oh, yes. You're always looked after, and it's very safe. It's very safe. It's very fun. And, you know, I look forward to anyone who wants to come and experience it.
Mm-hmm.
And appreciate everything.
You know, one of the things I really loved about Max's teachings is when he was teaching his classes, his way of doing it is very similar to mine. And just a lot of humor and joking around and not getting out of the piousness and the seriousness, which is really what blocks us. And what I loved about what he was saying is that if you're not smiling when you're doing the Kunlun, if you're not smiling, you're shutting the crown down. And,
exactly, because when you laugh, you open the crown. So if we did nothing else but have a good time and laugh, everything opens up, the energy comes in, and things start to happen. Your awakening is in process. Well, you know, everybody's already awake. They're already enlightened. They're just realizing it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So I've noticed, too, physically, I mean, they got another caller. Welcome to As You Wish.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, welcome to As You Wish.
Hold on a second. I have the phone and the radio at the same time.
Uh-oh. You might want to turn down your radio because you're probably getting a back feedback on that.
So I don't know who's talking to me.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I have the radio on the phone in the earphones. I'm calling from Skype.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
From where?
Hello.
From Skype.
Oh, is this Nilsa?
Hello, this is Nilsa.
Oh,
this is Nilsa.
Doing?
James, meet Nilsa.
I just wanted to say hello.
Nilsa's amazing. This girl is simply amazing. She really doesn't need the phone. She could just come visit us.
Yeah, there you go.
Excuse me, what do you think of Kunlun, Nilsa?
It's just crazy.
I'm having a hard time hearing.
Yeah, I am too. The connection's not very good. Where are you calling from, Nilsa? Hello?
Switzerland. She's calling from Switzerland.
That's probably why. I think we lost her.
Oh, that's too bad. She's
no,
really...
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
It's just all mixed up.
Welcome to the wonderful world of electronics. For better communication.
Well, I've been doing Kunlun for a little over a year now, and it's been amazing. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm calling from Bern, Switzerland.
Oh, nice.
But I'm from Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh. I think, isn't Billy Meyer there in Switzerland, the guy that had the contact with Pleiades quite a long time ago? Wait. Used to have contact. I don't know where they went.
Yeah.
They kind of went off into Messiah land.
Twice. That's the problem.
We got feedback there.
It seems to be a delay.
Yeah, we're probably talking, and there's a delay, like a 2-minute delay. And maybe we'll have to try it on another line or something. Maybe she can call in on a... You know,
yeah,
you can. Yeah, we have a worldwide line. You can call in on the 888-815-9756 line. But if all you have is Skype, that might
uh-huh,
be our problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you pretty well. Did you want to? Do you want to ask a question of either one of us or?
That's exactly what's happening. There's a delay, so I hear you like twice, asking me and then talking.
Oh.
I tried. It didn't work, the other line.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll just have to try it again later.
Hey, we're glad you called in, though.
Yeah, thanks for calling in anyway.
Nice to talk to Switzerland.
All right.
much love.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Skype. Somebody was telling me to do that here and get Skype and do the radio show from it, but I'm a little leery of that. But, you know, so far I've had it drop off quite a bit, but I think they're getting it straightened out. It's getting better. You know, maybe locally we won't have that, but, you know, I get feedback no matter on the regular phone, too, when you're talking to some place that far away. We're running up to the end of the hour. As far as the best way to have people contact you would probably be through the ranch, I guess, and through do you have an email that people could get a hold of you, or do you want to have them come through the ranch?
Well, they can come through the ranch, but also they can go to KunLunBliss, KunLunBliss, @gmail.com, and I'd be happy to write them back.
Okay.
And they can also go to the ranch, because this is where I'm going to be now for the next 3 to 6 months. So I am here, and I'm available, and I'm very grateful to be here. By the way, the energy, like I said, is just amazing at the ranch here, James, and I appreciate it very much.
I've had a lot of Qigong masters come here, and they go, oh, my God. You know, they just started doing their practices, and they just said, I can't believe this. I just start to move into my practice, and I get zapped, you know, with the energy. So,
yeah, it seems to be about 10 times stronger than normal, so that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to do your quantum leap and in your awakening healing process, this is the place to go. And I know KunLun will really facilitate that and get things, you know, moving much faster. We've got maybe just a couple minutes left, and we're going to have to sign off. So, you know, basically, I think, as we said before, is we really need to get going here on our own awakening healing process and start being kind to each other and being kind to the planet and start checking out, you know, where your food comes from, where your water comes from. Try to get back to, you know, if you can, get into some gardening and start growing a lot of your own food. And, you know, it's just very important right now that we get back in touch with nature and start listening to the planet and listening to what it's saying and where it's going and listening to the spirit within, the creator, whatever name you want to give it. You know, it's I know the whenever you give it a name, you know, we have to figure out what was the nameless energy behind that, you know, before it got a name. You know, but now is the time we're going to have to really you know, get going and in this awakened healing process. And again, don't be too upset about one system or one world going away. It is going to go away, and a new world's coming in, and there's a lot of changes on the horizon, and we need to pay attention, you know, to our surroundings and pay attention to what's going on and be kind to ourselves and love ourselves and take care of ourselves on every level. Is there anything else you want to sign off with, Rich, before we go?
I guess just aloha from Trout Lake, Washington.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show. And
pleasure.
We'll get all that information real quick up on the site and let people know how to get a hold of us and get these classes organized.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show, and appreciate it very much. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming on. All right. Looks like we're out of time. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening and watch the skies, because they seem to be appearing everywhere right now.